CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Here are the main news headlines: International Marconi Day, FIFA World Cup Marathon, and Radio Amateur Honoured. Illness of a key RSGB staff member means it hasn't been possible to prepare the local news again this week, for which we apologise. Details of many club events can be found in the April edition of Radcom, supplemented by the events list on the RSGB website, rsgb.org/events. Thank you to everyone who has sent event details for the May Radcom. All event information is sent to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and should be sent by the published deadline, which will appear in that edition. International Marconi Day, IMD, is a 24-hour amateur radio event that is held annually to celebrate the birth of Guglielmo Marconi on the 25th of April 1874. The event is usually held on the Saturday closest to his birthday, and this year it will be held on the 21st of April from 0000 UTC to 2359. Registered stations must operate from a site which has some connection with Marconi. Find out more via gx4crc.com/GB4IMD. The RSGB has agreed to participate in the FIFA World Cup Marathon, which is being organised by the Union of Radio Amateur of Russia, RRC. The marathon is set to run from the 1st of June to the 15th of July. There will be two call signs available for use on a rotation basis: GB18FWC for stations in England and MB18FIFA for stations in the home nations that didn't qualify for the World Cup finals. Application for the call signs are open now on application form, and more info can be found on the RSGB website. The deadline for applications is 23:59 on the 29th of April 2018. Marcus Vester, GF6NM, has been honoured as one of the inventors of 2017. As a principal key expert at Siemens, he's worked on MRI systems since the pioneering days. Marcus says, "I have to say that such an award shouldn't be regarded as a solitary achievement, but rather as an appreciation of the fine people and bright minds I'm allowed to work with." Like many engineers who are also radio amateurs, work and play has never been completely separate aspects in my life. Inspiration tends to flow both ways between the two, unquote. A reminder that next Wednesday, the 18th of April, radio amateurs worldwide will take to the airwaves in celebration of World Amateur Radio Day. It was on that day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. World Amateur Radio Day is a day when IARU member societies can show their capabilities to the public and enjoy global friendship with other amateurs worldwide. It's a great opportunity to put on a local event, so do share details with us if you're planning something. You can find out more about Amateur Radio Day on IARU website, www.iaru.org/world-amateur-radio-day.html. The latest RSGB 2017 convention video has been released for members to view. Eyes on Data, See What You Hear by Jim Bacon, G3YLA, shows some ways that the band conditions can be visualised to help operators make maximum use of the conditions available. It details how plotting the near real-time ionoson data can reveal why the band sounds the way it does, and especially useful in determining the reasons why the local nets on 40 and 80 metres appear to fade as they do, or on 80 metre CC contests appear to go long skip. Take a look at the presentation on the RSGB video portal, rsgb.org/videos. Steve Hartley, G0FUW, has been appointed as the new chairman of the RSGB Legacy Committee, and he will begin the role after the AGM. He takes over from the current RSGB president, Nick Henwood, G3RWF, who's done excellent work with the committee over the last 7 years. The RSGB Legacy Fund, thanks to the generosity of donors, has resources available to encourage and develop amateur radio. Some interesting projects have already been supported, but the committee is keen to receive more good proposals. For more information, including the application form and guidelines, see the RSGB website, rsgb.org/legacy-committee. In a week when the King's High School for Girls in Warwick had an amateur radio contact with the ISS, the RCF is delighted to announce that Arkwright scholar Tim Hare, M6HTJ, has just passed the intermediate exam. Tim passed his foundation licence in preparation for the Tim Peake ISS contact with the City of Norwich School in 2016. He and fellow Arkwright scholar Luke Andrews are both now keen to progress to their full licence. For further information about RCF projects and how you can support the charity can be found on the RCF website, https://comsfoundation.org. The RSGB knows that many amateur radios are becoming concerned about data protection changes that come into force in late May and how those changes will affect their clubs and societies. The RSGB has been preparing for the new law and explains more about it for its members of the society on the website rsgb.org/GDPR. Have you voted yet in the RSGB elections? If not, please take a few minutes to go to rsgb.org/AGM and make sure your voice is heard. There are four board candidates and you can see their personal statements on the AGM pages. The deadline for receipt of votes is 23:59 on Thursday the 19th of April 2018. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 15th, the West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road, East Sunbury on Thames, TW16 5AQ. There'll be a talk-in station and on-site car parking is free. Doors open 10 a.m. disabled visitors 10 minutes earlier. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, RSGB bookstall and special interest groups. Other attractions are lectures, a raffle and on-site catering. Details from Paul, M0CJX, 0845 165 0351, email info@radiofairs.co.uk or see www.radiofairs.co.uk. Also, the Oval ARC QRP convention takes place at Digby Hall, Sherborne in Dorset, DT93AA. It's supported by the RSGB, Raffles and by Lyra. Doors open 9:30 a.m. and admission is £3. Guide dogs are permitted, but not pets. There'll be traders bring and buy in club stalls. Programme details of the talks that will be given you can find at yeovil-arc.com/qrpconvention.php. Next Sunday, the 22nd of April, the Cambridge Repeater Group Rally takes place at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton in Cambridgeshire, CB226RN. There's a free car parking and talk-in station. Doors open at 9:30, with traders gaining access from 7:30. £2 to get in. In addition to trade stands, there'll be a bring-and-buy and RSGB bookstall. Catering will be available on site. Further information, contact Lawrence, M0LCM, on 07941 972 724. Email rally figures 2018 at cambridgerepeaters.net or see www.cambridgerepeaters.net. The organisers of the Southern Electronics and Radio Fair in Eastbourne, due to be held on the 6th of May, and advised that the event has been cancelled. More information at surf.org, that's S-E-R-F, surf.org.uk. To get your rally or event information into the RSGB News, Radcom or the RSGB website, email details as soon as you can to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, Bodo DF8DX will be active as DU1WQY-1 from Palawan Island in the Philippines, which counts as OC18128 for islands on the air from the 15th to the 18th of April. Ole KD7WPJ will be active as E51BCP from Rarotonga in the South Cook Islands from the 15th to the 20th of April. Apparently also plans some SOTA activity on the island. That one counts as OC013 for IOTA. Ken, KH6QJ, will be active again as T32AG from Kiribati, pronounced Christmas Island in East Kiribati. Pronounced Kiribati. I'm sorry, I don't understand that at all. I'm sure somebody does. From the 17th to the 24th of April, that is OCO24 for IOTA. Grant VK5GR will be active as YJ0AG from FAT OCO35 for IOTA in Vanuatu from the 17th to the 29th of April. The St. Brandon Island 3B7AD expedition has a few more days to run and will probably go QRT on Tuesday the 17th of April, so there's only one day left to catch Andy VK5MAV/9 from the Cato Reef, which is OC265. V7ACN/VE2 will go QRT from Harrington Island in Quebec, NA084 for IOTA on Tuesday the 17th of April. Arthur/4X4DX and Alex, who's 4Z4AK, and Hillick/4X6YA, and Yan/4X1VF will be active with a special call sign 4X0BG between 1000 UTC on April the 20th and 2200 UTC on April the 21st. Activities during Israel's 70th year celebration from Ben Gurion's hut, which is Holy Land Square, E27BS, WFF, 4XFF-058. In the desert, the group will also participate in the Holy Land contest. Finally, a challenger's show at JA7HMZ will be active again as V63DX from Pompeii, which is OCO10 in Micronesia from the 18th to 24th of April. He'll focus on working Europe on 160 metres FT8. Now for special event news. Special event news for April didn't arrive on time to be included in the printed edition of Radcom, but the info can be found via tinyurl.com/SES-0418. A number of stations involved in International Marconi Day will be active on the bands next weekend. Details registered of those stations registered you can find at gx4crc.com/imd-stations. GB4AMT will be active using CW on the HF bands the 20th of April to the 17th of May to remember HMS Amethyst. Details on qrz.com. Reg G8VHI will be active again as G6RAF to help celebrate the formation of the Royal Air Force 100 years ago. Now for contest news, the first 50 megs contest takes place this morning, Sunday the 15th of April, 0900 to 1200 UTC. Exchange signal reports, a serial number, your six-figure locator, and the first two letters of your postcode. All modes can be used, but most activity will be on single sideband. The Worked All Britain Data Contest takes place today, the 15th of April. There are four separate periods, 1200 to 2200 UTC. The modes are RTTY and PSK, and the bands are 3.5 megs to 14 megahertz. Exchange signal reports, a serial number, and your Worked All Britain reference, which are the first, second, and third. The first, second, third, and sixth digits of your Ordnance Survey reference. On Tuesday, the 17th of April, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place 1900 to 2130 UTC. Exchange signal report, serial number, and your six-figure locator. On Thursday, the 19th of April, the 70 megs FM activity contest takes place from 1800 to 1900 UTC. It's immediately followed by the 70 megs UK activity contest, which takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC. In each of these events, the exchange is a signal report, serial number, and your six-figure locator. Next Sunday, the 22nd of April, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 75 contest takes place for 4 hours on the 3.5 megs to 28 megs bands. All activity is 75 boards, and the contest exchange is a serial number only. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, we predicted unsettled geomagnetic conditions. The predicted unsettled geomagnetic conditions arrived on Tuesday and continued with the K index hitting 5 on Wednesday. This was due to an elongated coronal hole on the Sun, with the escaping plasma causing the solar wind to pick up on in both speed and density. The wind peaked more than 550 kilometres per second, and widespread visual aurora were reported at high latitudes. There was a brief ionospheric enhancement on Tuesday evening that saw the critical frequency rise to more than 5 megs, with the predicted MUF reaching 18 megs around 1900, but maximum usable frequency struggled to get to 14 megs on Wednesday during the subsequent ionospheric storm. This shows we can get a brief ionospheric enhancement as the solar material first hits, so it is worth watching the bands. Otherwise, the sun remains spotless with solar flux index sitting in the high 60s. Next week, the solar flux index will remain about 67, and HF propagation will largely be dominated by solar wind effects again. NOAA predicts reasonably settled conditions for the first half of the week, but unsettled conditions again as it comes round to the 19th. As we'll describe in the VHF section, sporadic E may start to show quite soon, and this can affect all the upper HF bands with strong but often brief short skip propagation into Europe. Now for VHF and up propagation, the cold, misty weather across the northern North Sea into the Baltic may have set up a few tropopaths, but so far it seemed fairly quiet. This initial phase of the Scandinavian high will decline over the weekend, but early next week the high will rebuild over the North Sea. It'll be better placed, and it could be more useful during the rest of the week for tropo along the east coast, say from East Anglia to northeast Scotland, and eastwards across the North Sea to the Low Countries. There'll be some occasional thundery developments, mainly in the lead-up to this weekend, with a hint of potential rain scatter on the gigahertz band. It's mid-April and the 2018 sporadic E season beckons, so it's worth repeating a few basic rules to help those who've never worked it before. Start by checking the European beacons on 10 and 6 metres during the morning and late afternoon. A classic opening will usually have two phases, one say from 1000 to 1200 UTC, and a second in the late afternoon and early evening from 1600 to 1900 UTC. Of course, it can happen at other times, so put 10 and 6 metres in your shack routine during these summer months. Keep QSOs brief, so report and locator will do in these transient events. April also brings meteor activity. The first significant shower, the Lyrids, peaks on the 22nd of April, sometime between 1000 and 2100 UTC. Moon declination is positive and increasing this week, and the moon is at perigee again on Friday at 368,707 kilometres from the Earth. It's a good week for EME then, with long windows and high moon elevations, meaning low ground noise with low path losses. That's it from the propagation team this week. And there's a final note about local news, which I don't read on this particular bulletin, but it says, because of staff illnesses, it wasn't possible to prepare the usual local news, but you can download it from tinyurl.com/gb2rs-0804b for beta. So that's it from all of us. Until next week.